It's been a very long day. I think the travelling altogether since I left the apartment this morning has been about 11 hours altogether. First flight was Basel to Frankfurt with Lufthansa. I can't exactly say that was good. We left 15 minutes late. And even though it's only a 45-minute flight, that extra 15 minutes delay really makes you feel tired. Anyway, so getting to Frankfurt Airport and everything seems okay until we realise that we've got to get to Gate A, Terminal A, which is like right at the other end of the airport. So you've only got a 45-minute wait before they board the plane, and we've got a 30-minute walk. Not the best of things, especially that means you don't have time to get into the Senator Lounge and have freshen up and at least have a cup of coffee. Anyway, we managed to walk fast, so we did get to the Senator Lounge with about half an hour to spare. Only to find that that was absolutely full, chock-a-block. Absolutely. I don't know why they let families and children into business class lounge. It's beyond me, but there you go. That's why there were no seats for us, really. But still, we managed to find a couple of chairs near the restrooms. Not exactly the best place to sit. Still, managed to get on the plane first, of course, because we're in business, so we pushed our way to the front. Then only to find that we get stuck on the airplane for a whole hour before it even pulls away from the gate because of another flight that was bringing passengers but was delayed. So what? Put them on the next flight. Why should the rest of us have to suffer? Still, that was an hour's flight delay. And then to cap it all, while I'm sitting in my seat, the air stewardess comes up to me and says, "Would I mind moving so our family could sit together?" No. Why should I move? They had enough time to do online check-in like everyone else did, just so they could sit next to each other. But no, I'm a gentleman, so I got up and moved, and I had to go from one end of the business class right down to the other end of business class, which meant I wasn't sitting with the colleague I was travelling with. But hey, that's not as important as a mother and a daughter, is it? And then to cap it all, while I'm sitting down, I'm just, getting comfortable, another air stewardess comes up to me and says, "Oh, can I ask you a little question?" And I said, "If you're going to ask me to move, you can forget it. I've just moved." "Oh, I was. Right, well, forget it." I mean, I think it's only necessary to do it once. And let's face it, at the end of the day, I am a bloody gold card senator class passenger. So why should I have to move? Other people should. Anyway, flight wasn't too bad. At least it was comfortable and at least it wasn't turbulent, so we managed to get across okay. I don't think the menu was that great today. I think they've cut back actually. There weren't even any chocolates with the meal. They may have cut back somewhat. My smoked duck starter only had half a lettuce leaf on it. So yeah, I reckon they might have cut back a bit. The films were pretty okay. I watched Dorian Gray. That was quite a good film. Colin Firth, and then another Colin Firth movie set in the 1960s. He was gay and goes through some real serious shit. Anyway, so two Colin Firth films on the same plane. I don't know if you've seen this one. It was called The Silent Man or something. I don't know. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, watch it. It was quite good. He goes through and through and through. He's going to commit suicide because of the long lost lover. But then events turn him right at the last minute. He doesn't do it. But there's a catch. Yeah, he has a heart attack and dies. Spoiler, trust me, it's worth watching. Anyway, immigration was its usual 2 hours, which were, well, actually, it was probably more like half an hour. And, the drive was okay. Got a nice Lincoln 4x4. Anyway, here I am now at the West End in Princeton. So I'll upload this and you can have a listen to it. If it's any good and I think about it, I'll do one or two more while I'm here, going back on Thursday. And if it works, then I'll do it long term. We'll see. Okay. So it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Jeez. That's about 7 o'clock local time. Okay. I'm over and out.